From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo called on Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X to speed up the COVID-19 vaccination rate in his region. As reported by Antara, the Yogyakarta Governor remarked after meeting President Jokowi at Gedung Pracimasana, Kepatihan Complex on Friday that there is no set target. The President only requests to speed up the vaccination rate. The Yogyakarta administration must increase it. Officials from the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries (KKP) have captured an illegal fishing vessel bearing a Malaysian flag in the 571 Fisheries Development Area of the Republic of Indonesia in Malacca Strait. The surveillance operation by KP Hiu-16 caught one illegal foreign fishing vessel operating trawling gear in the Malacca Strait on September 6. It was said by Director General of Marine and Fishery Resources Supervision (KKP) Adi Nurawaludin in a press release on Friday, as reported by Antara. The arrest of the perpetrators near the overlapping claim area shows the readiness of the Directorate General of Marine and Fishery Resources Supervision of the KKP in guarding areas prone to illegal fishing in Indonesian waters. The Ministry of Law and Human Rights drew attention to the law intellectual property awareness among citizens that resulted in numerous related violations. The ministry's official, Anom Wibowo, noted in a written statement on Friday that Indonesia encounters numerous problems in its efforts to enforce the law related to intellectual property, which include low awareness among the people. Wibowo remarked this dissemination will be conducted until December 2021, and the government will then enforce the law in January 2022. The Communication and Informatics Ministry remains committed to bolstering the National Public Service Complaint Management System, the People's Online Complaint and Aspiration Service of SPAN Lapor, by utilizing information technology and reinforcing public communication. Through this Memorandum of Understanding MOU, Kominfo is committed to providing technical support through the utilization of information technology in developing and implementing SPAN Lapor. Let's move on to the international news. There may be large movement of population towards the Afghan borders, but there have not been any such moves so far, UN High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR's Filippo Grandi said during a visit to Turkey on Friday. Grandi told a news conference in the southern Turkish city of Gaziantep that up to now UNHCR has not seen any big movements of population towards Afghan borders and trying to cross into other countries. The UN has condemned the Taliban for what it called an increasingly violent response to decent weeks after the group's rapid takeover of Afghanistan. As quoted by BBC.com, the body said, Taliban fighters killed 4 people during recent protests. Demonstrations have taken place across Afghanistan since the fall of Kabul on 15 August, demanding respect for women's rights and greater freedoms. The New York Stock Exchange marked a moment of silence on Friday, the last trading day before the 20th anniversary of the attacks on September 11, when 2 airlines crashed into the Twin Towers at New York World Trade Center. The moment occurred at 9:03 a.m. local time, the time the second plane struck the South Tower in 2001. More than 2,600 at the World Trade Center were killed, as well as 125 people who died at the Pentagon and 265 on the four airlines involved in all the attacks. The U.S. national anthem was also sung on the floor of the stock exchange. That was the news. Comes from Klaten Central Java. A tunnel that was a relic of the Dutch colonial time was discovered in Sabrang Lor village, Trucuk district, Klaten Regency, Central Java province. Official in charge of the substance of the Central Java Province Cultural Heritage Preservation Center, Denny Wahyu Hidayat in Klaten said last Wednesday that from a physical point of view, the tunnel is a relic of the Dutch colonial era. It might be a water channel for irrigation considering that the Trucuk area was once famous for tobacco farming. Next news comes from Batu City, East Java. Two tourism destinations in Batu City, East Java will immediately be operational and be open to tourists during the implementation of Level 3 Community Activities Restrictions PPKM. Head of the Batu City Tourism Office, Arif S. Siddiq, said in Batu City last Wednesday that the two tourism destinations are Jatim Park 2, or Batu Secret Zoo, and Selecta Recreation Park Batu City. According to Arif, both of them have met a number of requirements including the Cleanliness, Sanitation, Safety and Environment Sustainability or CHSE protocol. All employees have also been vaccinated against COVID-19 and they have the facilities and infrastructure to implement health protocols and use the Peduli Lindungi application. Last news comes from Jakarta. The DKI Jakarta Provincial Government last Wednesday conducted a trial opening of two tourism attractions, Ancol and Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, for the public. This was done after the government relaxed the rules for the application of Community Activities Restriction or PPKM Level 3 in Jakarta. Governor of Jakarta, Anies Baswedan, has issued a governor's decree which regulates the trial opening of certain tourism attractions. In the decree, the tourism attractions are required to follow the health protocols set by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and the Ministry of Health. Previously, Deputy Governor of Jakarta, Ahmad Riza Patria, said that the trial opening of the tourism attraction was carried out in stages, starting from restaurant cafes to malls.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, we begin today in story with the event of 11th of September 1945. Radio Republik Indonesia, or RRI, was established. Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, was founded on 11th of September 1945. It was officially established on 11th of September 1945 by prominent figures that previously were active in operating several Japanese radio stations in six cities. The meeting of six radio delegates at Adang Kadarusman's house on Jalan Menteng Dalam, Jakarta, resulted in the decision to establish Radio Republik Indonesia by electing Dr. Abdul Rahman Saleh as the first general leader of RRI. The meeting also resulted in a declaration known as the Charter of September 11, 1945, which contained 3 points of commitment to the duties and functions of RRI. Then it was later known as Tri Prasetya RRI. Finally, September 11th is commemorated as National Radio Day with its motto, Once on the Air, Forever on the Air. RRI still exists until now. Next event is that on 11th of September 2001, the Twin Towers in New York were attacked. On 11th of September 2001, 4 civilian jets were hijacked. The hijackers crashed the 2 planes to the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City and the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. When passengers attempted to take over the 4th plane, United Airlines Flight 93, the plane crashed in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and failed to reach its target in Washington, D.C. According to investigation team reports, approximately 3,000 people died in the attack. 19 hijackers came from the Al-Qaeda organization. Today in story with the event of 11th of September 2012, the 18th National Sports Week was inaugurated. The 18th National Sports Week, or PON, was held in Pekanbaru, Riau from September 11th to September 20th, 2012. Mascot of PON 18 Riau, Serindit Bird, which has the name Bujang Serindit, is a typical animal of Riau province. On the 9th of September 2011, the Riau Provincial Government also inaugurated the countdown timer monument for PON 18. The opening ceremony of the 18th National Sports Week was originally scheduled to be held on September 9, 2012. This date was chosen because it coincided with National Sports Day, which is usually commemorated on September 9th. However, the implementation was postponed to September 11, 2012 due to an adjustment to the schedule of President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, who would officially open the 18th PON. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用してCOVID-19の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقاو انتقال فيروس كوفيد 19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جان تشوي باي تاي كاو جاو اي فانغ تشي سين سين غوانغ جوانغ بين دو فاي يان د تشوان بو. وا د كاو جاو باو هو ني. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sejatiku hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Tak selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi.
Oh,
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is encouraging the development of gas infrastructure in eastern Indonesia where gas sources are abundant in the region. Meanwhile, currently gas infrastructure is mostly located in western Indonesia. This was stated by Director General of Oil and Gas of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Tutuka Aryaji, in a webinar last Wednesday. He said that in the future, East Indonesia's infrastructure will be given great attention, especially for the use of gas as a substitute for diesel. At present, there are still some areas that use electricity from diesel engine. According to the target, the electricity with more environmentally friendly fuel uses liquefied natural gas or LNG. Tutuka Aryaji further explained that currently there are around 53 gas infrastructure development projects in eastern Indonesia, including the constructions of mini gas transmission pipelines, construction of storage units, and construction of refineries. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources noted that the potential national gas reserves reach 62.4 trillion cubic feet, with proven reserves of 43.6 trillion cubic feet that could be produced over the next 20 years. Of the total gas potential, 85% is in eastern Indonesia. Thus, infrastructure development is the main key. According to Tutuka Aryaji, the government has prepared a gas distribution scheme that allows gas from eastern Indonesia to consumers in the western region. The first scheme is to convert it to liquefied natural gas so that it can be transported by ships. However, the scheme will certainly require additional costs that have the potential to increase production prices. The second scheme is to build a distribution transmission pipeline infrastructure that connects producers to consumers. However, the construction of the transmission pipeline requires a huge investment and consumer certainty, so the government carries out a distribution logistics scheme in eastern Indonesia as well as proper transportation. In addition to building infrastructure in eastern region, the government will also extend the gas transmission system for the island of Java and Sumatra through the construction of the Cirebon-Semarang or CISEM and Dumai-Semengke pipelines. The extension of the transmission pipeline in the two islands is expected to help industrial growth increase the national economic growth.
Boy, I've seen your heart in the darkest hour, seen you fall apart like a dying flower, and it hurts me so, you have let me down. But I tell you that I love you, and I'll fix you up. You got demons, I got mine, but it won't break us up. Keep your head up, don't you worry, look from up above. Oh, I they can say what they want, but I love. I don't believe that no one can compare. And when you're feeling alone, no, I swear I got your back. You can count on that. I will fix you up. Sometimes, but you calm me down. Look into my eyes, turn the pain around. I've hurt you so, I have let you down. They can say what they want, but I love. I don't believe that no one can compare. And when you're feeling alone, no, I swear I got your back. You can count. Demons in my mind, but it won't break us up. Keep your head up, don't you worry, look from up above. Oh, why? They can say what they want, but I love. I don't believe that no one can compare. But when you're feeling
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Solo City in Central Java Province is not only known as the birthplace of the 7th President of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, but also considered as a culinary paradise. In the city, a variety of dishes are ready to shake your tongue. One of them is cabuk rambak. The name cabuk rambak sounds strange. The spices and ingredients used are also extraordinary. Therefore, if going to Solo, you should taste this unique dish. Cabuk is related to sesame because the seasoning or sauce uses roasted sesame. While rambak itself means cowhide crackers, it's a little bit surprising because this cabuk rambak doesn't use crackers or rambak at all. In the past, when serving cabuk rambak, people in Solo might use rambak or crackers. But nowadays, the price of rambak is getting more expensive, so they use crackers made from rice called karak. Listener, if you order cabuk rambak, the seller will immediately take a banana leaf and fold it and then attach a stick to make a plate made of leaves called pincuk. Then the seller will take ketupat and split it into two and slice it thinly. Then the ketupat is given a seasoning made from sesame on the top. Although this sesame seasoning is a bit pale in color, when you enjoy it, it is very tasty. Besides, when serving this cabuk rambak, the seller adds 2 or 3 karak crackers. You don't have to look for a spoon or fork to eat this rambak, because the seller has stuck a stick on the top of one of the ketupat slices that can be used to eat this cabuk rambak. It is unique, isn't it? Making cabuk rambak is actually very simple. This savory seasoning is made from roasted sesame and grated young coconut. Then it is added with sliced lime leaves, garlic, candle nut, mashed kencur and ground pepper, salt and sugar, which are then added with water. Although it is simple to make, this rambak is already quite rare. If you want to enjoy this food, you have to go to certain places such as Gede Market in the morning until midday. Meanwhile, on Sunday or holidays, apart from the Gede Market, you can look for cabuk rambak around Manahan Stadium. Although cabuk rambak is a little bit hard to get, people who have enjoyed it want to enjoy it again and again. One portion of cabuk rambak is worth around 2,000 rupiah to 2,500 rupiah. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
putar kembali, jelasku kembali menuju hatimu, karena hanya bersamamu aku merasakan benar dicintai. Hingga detik ini siapapun yang singgah tak pernah bisa menggantikanmu. Tumbuh dewasa bersama, janji untuk saling setia atas nama cinta-cinta, jarak memisahkan kita. Semua berubah tanpamu, sulit rasanya untukku. Telah ku coba merelakan dan mulai melupakanmu, tetap saja ku masih selalu merindu. Apapun yang singgah tak pernah bisa menggantikanmu.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, audio-visual production house from Indonesia, Watchdog, wins the Magsaysay Award, prestigious award often referred to as the Asian Nobel Prize. Every year, the Magsaysay Foundation from the Philippines provides awards for those who are considered to have contributed in their respective fields. Awarded since 1958, 314 individuals and 26 organizations in 22 countries have received the Ramon Magsaysay Award, with 28 of them from Indonesia. Watchdog received the Emergent Leadership Award in the field of investigative journalism. This makes Watchdog the first institution to be awarded under the Emergent Leadership category by the Magsaysay Award. Since its founding in 2009, Watchdog has produced approximately 165 documentary episodes and 715 television features. In early 2021, Watchdog was also awarded the Gwangju Prize for Human Rights. In addition, 45 commercial and non-commercial video works belonging to Watchdog have also been awarded with various other awards. Watchdog is not the only Indonesian representative to have received the Magsaysay Award, but also a number of individuals and organizations from Indonesia in various categories, including Mokhtar Rubis 1958, Ali Sadikin 1971, Abdurrahman Wahid 1993, Pramudia Anantatur 1995, Ahmad Safi'i Ma'arif 2008, and the Corruption Eradication Commission or KPK in 2013. Listener, that's Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kembali bersama lagi di sini, di tempat yang dulu kita berjumpa. Apa kabar kawan? Lama tak jumpa, senangnya bertemu kembali. Kenangan yang dulu kita hadirkan di dalam ikatan persahabatan, tetaplah berseri dalam harmoni sebagai sahabat abadi.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Cinta Kita. The song, which will be sung by Hetty Kus Endang, was composed by M. Nasir and Yongki R.M. Previously, the song was popularized by Inka Christie, and she duetted with Amy Search, a Malaysian singer, in 1991. The song tells the story of the power of love between two people who don't want to be separated whatever happens. Then the song was sung again by Hetty Kus Endang with the keroncong genre. Here is Hetty Kus Endang with the keroncong song entitled Cinta Kita. Enjoy listening to the song.
Demi cintaku padamu, kemanapun ikut denganmu, walaupun harus ku terjang lautan bara.
Ooh.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.